Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. This is TWiT Live special number 338. Recorded Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Google Stadia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to TWiT's live coverage of Google's gaming announcement. That's right, you heard me correct. I'm Jason Howell. Leo Laporte will be dropping into this empty chair next to me momentarily. Until then, I'm your pilot, and I'm going to guide you through the murky waters or the chaotic airstream that is this Google gaming announcement. Game Developers Conference is happening right now, and we're not usually used to hearing from Google at these events. Maybe they might have little tangential like announcements around it that might have something to do with it. This year seems to be a little bit different. If you remember last year, I think it was like mid to last year, Google made an announcement and opened up a very limited beta around using the Chrome browser, any Chrome browser, in order to stream, I think it was Assassin's Creed, from their servers, streamed to a Chrome browser, and you could play with very low latency. Obviously, you had to have a pretty good internet connection in order to do this. But they were testing it out in beta. It was called Project Stream. And we're pretty certain that's what Google is going to announce here. Something almost certainly, definitely related to Project Stream. Now, we don't know if that means that Google's going to say, hey, you have a Chrome browser, anyone can play, or is it going to be something a little bit broader? Are they going to have an actual console? We've heard of rumors called Project Yeti as the gaming console that Google might be working on. Or maybe you already have one. Maybe if you have a Chromecast, you already have a Google gaming console, right? There's Bluetooth enabled inside of the Chromecast, the newer versions of Chromecast, and it's already streaming video. So it's not too far, I don't think, to say that possibly Google is just making this more official, saying we've got this catalog of games in the cloud. You've got a Chromecast with Bluetooth capability, which means you could plug a controller into it. I think some of the rumors that we're hearing about is the Xbox One controller could work with a Chromecast. And so, hey, what do you know? That $35 dongle that you bought, you know, last year and have been streaming video on it, now suddenly it's a game console that can play AAA games, you know, games that that we're seeing on all of the top consoles. We don't know how deep it's going to go, but we do know that they used Assassin's Creed as the test game for this. And apparently it worked really well. So Google's starting up the stream now, and so we're going to do live coverage. This is actually pulled directly from the teaser that we saw a few days ago leading up to the event. And like I said, when Leo Laporte gets here, he'll drop in next to me and be able to add as well some color commentary to what we see. But I suppose this means we need to buckle up because Google's about to take us for a ride. So let's see what they have in store for us. Gather round.
Please welcome to the stage the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai.
Google also, by the way, a few days ago unleashed or launched the very early version of Android Q. I've got it running on my Pixel 3. So this has been a busy week for Google. This is their hardware announcement for this
Good
week.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Leo.
It's great to be here. Thank you all for joining us.
Sundar Pichai.
I suppose I should start out with a confession. I'm actually not a big gamer, though I do play FIFA 19 quite a bit and really enjoy how immersive it is. Also play Ashes cricket quite a bit. And for those of you who are wondering what cricket is, it's kind of like baseball, but better.
He's apparently a big
Another little
fan.
Known fact yeah. is that Google makes apparently. Arguably the most played game on the internet today. It's
Pokemon
the Dino
Go.
Chrome game,
oh.
mostly played when there's
the
no
dinosaur
internet
game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes, when my girls discovered this game.
I'm not going to talk to you about the high-quality graphics and sophistication you all are used to.
This is
but
Google,
it does have
Google's
a lot of players
right
who probably
there.
Logged more hours than I care to admit.
That's a pretty slow While version
I'm not
of
a big
game.
Gamer, I do have the privilege of working at a company and leading a company full of people who love to solve hard computer science problems. For many Googlers, their journey with computers started with games.
Yeah, for me, for
games
sure.
Games have inspired yeah. many generations of people to pursue careers in tech. And through that process, they build resourcefulness, creativity, and collaboration. all qualities that are key to solving hard problems. And within Google and Alphabet, games play a big part in developing our own technology. The best example I can think of is how we are making progress on AI. DeepMind's AlphaZero uses self-play to learn from scratch and master games like chess, shogi, and go.
In one of the questions,
an important step
today
towards creating
is
a flexible,
why?
General-purpose system that
and
can
I
learn
think
to solve many foundational problems.
Just as Microsoft's HoloLens
more
is really
recently,
a demonstration of their
AlphaStar
Azure capabilities,
the
this could
AI to
be treated
a top professional
as
player at StarCraft II.
A proof of concept,
using a deep neural
not
network,
a gaming system so much
from raw game
you know,
data.
As a way to make money, but a proof of concept.
Increasingly,
Google's
games
cloud.
Are helping AIs learn
That's
to tackle
true.
Real-world challenges. Even beyond DeepMind, another great example we have is Waymo, where we use simulations in gaming-like environments.
And some have speculated that they would do driving games to help Waymo. I don't know if that's the case, but
Waymo's driven more than
well, you know, Google did announce a couple of days ago some advanced kind of game platform additions to Google Maps. So,
yeah.
And apparently there were leaked games. One of them, what was it called? Space Janitor that ties directly into, apparently, Google Maps, kind of sucking up with a vacuum the cityscape.
This is Assassin's Creed, which they already have shown as a Project Stream game.
Right.
All of you are pushing computing and technology forward, and I find that really exciting. At Google, we've always believed that technology should adapt to people, not the other way around. We've been building towards this vision for some time. For example, when we launched Chrome a decade ago, we envisioned that it could be a modern platform for web applications and bring the power of web to everyone, including use cases that seemed impossible at that time, like high-quality games. Finally, we are making progress towards that goal. In fact, over the past 2 years, we've been hard at work on game streaming technology. And last fall, we launched our first public test with Project Stream. As some of you guessed, a technical test wasn't the whole view of our ambition. It was probably the worst-kept secret in the industry. Internally, we were actually testing our ability to stream high-fidelity graphics over a low-latency network. We learned that we could bring a AAA game to any device with a Chrome browser and an internet connection, using the best of Google to create a powerful game platform. And when we say best
deals.
Of Google, it always starts with a cloud and networking infrastructure. Our custom server hardware and data centers
so
can bring more computing power.
Much like Microsoft, this is about
on planet Earth than anyone else.
Google's network, Google's
today,
backbone,
we are
Google's
in
capabilities.
Regions
right.
And in over 200 countries and territories connected by hundreds of thousands of miles of fiber optic cable. The best of Google also includes our open platforms that allow you to reach billions of people. With Google, your games will be immediately discoverable by over 2 billion people on a Chrome browser, Chromebooks, Chromecast, Pixel devices.
This is the pitch to game developers
to get
them
more
to
browsers and platforms
please
over
write
time.
Games for this.
That's in addition to all the people playing and watching games across YouTube and Google Play. And when we build these ecosystems, we always take the approach that we only succeed when our partners do. Collectively, our partners across web, Google Play, and YouTube have earned more than $110 billion over the past 4 years alone. And we are committed to this approach here as well. So now we are focused on our next big effort, which is to build a game platform for everyone.
Well, less, but
and when we say for everyone,
30%? I mean, Apple
we
makes
really
30%,
mean it.
Right?
It's one of our most cherished values as a company. Be it Android or Chrome or AI, we are dead serious about making technology accessible for everyone. But if you think about games, there are a lot of barriers for users to play high-end games. Beautiful graphics really need high-end consoles or PCs. And games don't have instant access. Think about the way the web works. You can easily share a link, and it works seamlessly. We want games to feel that way, too. Instantly enjoyable with access for everyone. I think we can change the game by bringing together the power and creativity of the entire community. People who love to play games, people who love to watch games, and people who love to build games.
Integration into YouTube.
That means all of you.
Yeah, that was the
play button,
really
excited to work
yeah.
with you. We want
so
to
that was the
platform.
Other rumors. They went to a
we
Twitch
want
competitor.
You to show us what's possible. And together,
YouTube
has, create a new game system.
Has a lot of gaming how-tos, but
right.
not much of the live gaming. Not
Let's
compared to
look.
Twitch.
Compared to Twitch. They have the platform
the
for it, obviously.
Time.
But
games have brought us together.
Also hearing that there might be games some integrations around allowing someone who's watching a live stream jump into the particular game that's being played
that be cool?
at that point.
Watching it on Chrome
almost
and then
like
play.
A, yeah, yeah. And play against the people yeah. who are playing in front of them. Who knows how much of that is truth.
And if that's possible, then really you want to go beyond traditional games. You want to, this is an opportunity to do some interesting stuff.
For sure.
Collaborative stuff, even social stuff.
Town and village. At a place where anyone could
go. Just in time for Google Plus to go away.
Yeah. yeah. We weren't good at social, so we're going to try gaming.
We're going to do this other kind of social.
But honestly, this is really what social.
The new era of gaming needs a new place to
go. Yeah, the new era of gaming. And then esports, sure. too. A lot of people think Google might have esports ambitions.
Where anything you dream can be built. Playgrounds for every imagination. One place where you and
so a number of those were Twitch-style streams.
And everyone they yep. know will all play together.
Let's go, squad!
Is that guy sitting naked in a bathtub of... Yes, something.
Welcome to the internet.
Okay.
Just welcome to Google.
Maybe. I mean, rubbing my eyes.
Everyone will play...
Where did he come from?
And watch.
Yes! High five!
Strike! Bam!
And create...
So they're very much going after Twitch with this thing.
With this promo.
I think make it social. Really make it social. That's going to be the interesting thing. Even Twitch is still one to many for a lot of it.
Yeah.
All the ways we
but there is that sense when you're in the chat room on Twitch that you're part of a group, a community watching somebody. Stadia, now we have the name.
The branding. And that was the that swirly branding. S was what some people who
Superman
got a look at the area yesterday were.
This is smart.
What does the S mean?
Because this doesn't just say a place to play games. This is a place to gather.
Welcome to Stadia. We are so excited by this.
Real esports.
To do this well, it's important that we have the right people working on this. Experts with deep history.
This is probably where they introduced Jade Raymond.
That starts with Phil
Harrison. Big acquisition, a new Google
VP. Who joined us about a year ago. He's a great leader and a great gamer. Definitely someone who knows the difference between RPGs and NPCs. I'm going to pass the mic over to Phil to show you what we have built. Take it away, Phil.
Thank you, Sundar.
This is Phil Harrison.
Thank you, Sundar. It's such a pleasure to be here today, and thank you for joining us at GDC.
He was from Sony and Microsoft. He was
Google
at Xbox.
For the future of
former
games.
Corporate vice president. There.
Where the worlds of watching and playing January, games converge into a new generation game platform. Purpose-built for the 21st century, powered by the best of Google. Our vision for Stadia is simple. One place for all the ways we play. It's focused on gamers, inspired by developers, and amplified by YouTube creators. Today, our industry captivates over 2 billion players from all around the world. At the center of that community, its beating heart, are the game developers. The people in this room that create the most incredible game experiences that delight players with engrossing
he
stories.
He was on the advisory board of Gaikai, which was the streaming gaming service
that
Sony purchased.
And magic. Games are now the single biggest form of entertainment.
Joined Google almost exactly a year ago.
Connects a vast community across geographies, cultures, and language.
Presumably, he's been developing this ever since.
Within that passionate community, there is a universe of people who love playing games. And there's a universe of people who love watching games.
Yeah.
Hundreds of millions of people watch gaming content every single day on YouTube. But those two worlds are mostly disconnected.
Now we see Google's interest, because if people are watching, they're also going to see ads.
Our vision is to bring those worlds closer together, to connect game developers with players and YouTube creators in a way that only Google can. Creating a richer and more vibrant gaming community for everyone to enjoy.
And what about ads for people who are playing?
Through the power of our data centers, the extraordinary reach and community of YouTube, And our investments in the fundamental technologies that are the foundations of the open internet.
They do have all the pieces of the puzzle,
don't they? We offer a truly unique opportunity to combine these worlds. We will be handing that extraordinary power of the data center over to you, the game developers, where playgrounds for every imagination can be created. Our first public test of this came in October of last year with Project Stream, where we streamed a AAA HD game at up to 1080p and 60 frames per second over the internet from Google data centers to a Chrome browser.
They did it so briefly, I wasn't able to get into the positive response from test. Players
who they were kept
able
it really
to join
limited.
Us on yeah.
Project Stream. For sure.
A huge thank you to those of you who participated in Project Stream and for your vital feedback. And also to the amazing people at Ubisoft for trusting us
amazing
with the latest
that
incarnation
with
of their incredible
next
game
to no
franchise,
lag,
Assassin's Creed.
Saying, you know?
Ubisoft has
gaming,
always been at the forefront of advancements in the games industry, and they have an incredible track record of success and creativity. And joining us here in the audience today, I'm delighted to welcome the CEO and co-founder of Ubisoft, Yves Guillemot. Thank you, Yves.
Sitting next to Phil Ostolo, Google Hardware.
So, yeah, and that's the question. It's like,
sounds like hardware.
Will there be here? Will there be hardware?
With us and to producer Yeti, Marc Alexis Côté and the entire Ubisoft Quebec studio for their masterpiece creation, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Thank you for bringing your game to our platform, and congratulations for being the first game played by the public on Stadia. As many of you experienced with Assassin's Creed Odyssey, we now have the ability to take a sophisticated, graphically intense AAA game and stream it to a Chrome browser running on a simple laptop without any sacrifice to the quality or vision of the game developer. As successful as Project Stream was, our ambition is, of course, far beyond a single game. As we developed our strategy for this new platform, we asked developers how we can help solve some of the most critical challenges you face. There were three very clear themes that resonated. You told us you wanted to unleash your creativity without limits, get to the widest possible scale, and make it easier for people to connect with your games.
And when he says you, of course, he's talking to developers. This is a game developers conference.
Build our platform architecture and began to share it
and
with
create
the
could be
the
interesting
in the
component
world.
Of this yeah. now, if they're able to bake platform? Into the game ways to connect and interact with right. Stadia directly.
Imagine you are watching games on YouTube and
that
you discover
a killer,
the latest
not a killer,
Assassin's
but
Creed
definitely
Odyssey
challenge
trailer
to
on Ubisoft's official channel on YouTube. You will notice the Play Now button.
Right by there in YouTube.
Holy cow,
in YouTube.
Brought directly into the game in a browser in as quick as
in
5 YouTube. Seconds.
5 seconds. With 5 second launch. That's so cool.
That's a pretty compelling
it is.
Play there.
I like that game I just watched the video for. I think I'll play it right now.
Yeah.
Click. Go.
With no download, no patch, no update, and no install.
Of course,
Stadia
one of the biggest
instant
issues
to
people
play.
Face these days.
Our
with most games being downloadable, they're often 10 gigabytes and more, sometimes 40, lots of updates.
On Stadia,
every time I turn on my Xbox,
on
it needs to be updated.
Or link, and, you can
and
be
you're
playing
locked
your
until
game
it
instantly.
Does.
But the real
compare
question is going
to
be, how
today,
do they handle latency?
Where gamers are all too familiar
are
with
there certain
like
types
this?
Of games that you can do this with and certain types
Stadia,
of games
well, that's why
you
they used Assassin's Creed, because that latency is, any first-person game latency is
the
killer.
The power of instant access is magical and has already transformed the music and movie industry.
Like a fighting game,
Stadia,
I feel like,
yeah.
ramp that up.
Yeah, any first-person shooter, you're going to have
another Twitch. You know,
really
wouldn't
difficult
it be even
time?
More magical if that same game and that same instant experience could be available across any screen type in your life.
This is
a key benefit.
That's a big
of
play. You put that play button
is
on
that
YouTube.
A single
that's huge.
Creative vision and a single
and on any platform because it doesn't
be
need the horsepower
instantly across any screen.
And it it's kind of co-ops Apple because Apple's trying
to
sell to
games
on the
desktops,
iPad. They don't need to sell
laptops,
them.
Laptops, TV, tablets.
A little and break up on our video
the,
here. Yeah.
The video. This but you do see the Chromecast in the background.
Is not a box.
So then now you've got a,
oh, yeah. There's a Chromecast
Stadia,
console
the
to your TV.
Is your platform. There
like
is
all
no
the other consoles
console
you might
that
have
limits
or not
the developer's
have.
Creative ideas, and no console that limits where gamers can play. And we're about to show this to you now. This is not a concept. It's not a test. This is real. I'd like to bring my
sign
friend Carla to the stage to show you this working.
This is really exciting.
Yeah, it's cool. So many people would love to, you know, if they aren't already gaming, get into
so
gaming. But price is such a big limitation.
For the first time,
you know,
you're
just for the
it
console
the
itself
browser,
to get started.
And here it is on a Pixelbook running the Chrome OS. There is basically no hardware acceleration on that laptop whatsoever.
This kind of demo is not going to be
directly from our data center.
Probative, just because he's probably on a gigabit network.
Instantaneous,
right?
Well, that's the other data center.
Exactly the other question.
Onto the phone here on a Pixel 3 XL.
What kind of broadband connection?
The concern isn't really the horsepower of the device at all.
No.
It's a dumb terminal.
And we can go straight on to the desktop PC. We actually went to buy the least
I don't know if they're using
WebML we could find here. And we could enjoy the same vision that the developer had, the same high-quality 1080p stream at 60 frames per second, and the full game vision, regardless of the hardware that
and
you're
I'm
using.
And I'm sure some people, probably curious, would thumb their noses at 1080p, right?
PC, only running on a tablet.
In this case, once again, running the
Chrome
and I think it gives
OS,
Google some space to grow into it, too.
There's your slate.
Oh, my slate. Look at it playing that game so well.
Is that controller?
See, you're not useless after all.
Is that a Google controller?
Finally, it might be. They're saying that there might be a Google controller announcement. I've heard about Xbox One.
So here's Chromecast.
Which is a Chromecast Ultra HDMI streamer.
There you go.
And it looks like. Wow. Do you have to Chromecast from your phone? I guess you would to start it.
Well, that would send the link, and then it would, probably.
Of course, if you have YouTube on your TV, maybe. Wow.
Shoot, could you imagine, on your TV selecting from a list of games, just being like, I want to play that. I mean, it's like a limited game collection for your TV.
Welcoming any and all players is fundamental to Stadia, where you can try with your friends on devices you already own. And as such, we're also enabling players to use your existing USB controller or mouse and keyboard when playing Stadia on a laptop or PC. By eliminating that friction, that barrier to entry, we will make it simple and easy for players who want to try Stadia for the first time.
Or is there a monthly cost?
But of course, we will have our own controller that has been uniquely designed to enhance the experience for the Stadia player.
You will want their controller.
I'd like to introduce you to the newest member of the Google hardware.
It was the Stadia controller.
Paul Thurrott's already looked at the sneak of this, and as a serious gamer, was very unhappy with the thumb controls.
It enables you to
position. Yeah, normally they'd be higher up where the.
And there are many advantages to the Stadia controller.
X-Y-axis.
The first is that it will connect through Wi-Fi directly to the game that is running in the Google data center. The Stadia controller identifies which screen or device you want to play on, and links it with your game session running in
the cloud.
That's
really interesting.
Ensuring the highest possible performance.
Oh, because then it doesn't have to translate
for players
through the camera device.
In addition to the standard functions you'd expect to see on a modern game
controller,
the Stadia controller features two very important new buttons. The capture button is for sharing and saving your game experience.
Look at that, a dedicated capture button. So on Xbox and PlayStation, you can use verbal commands to say, capture that.
To their friends or to the world.
But having a button is huge.
And the second one is the Google Assistant button. Pressing this button allows players to immediately access the controller's built-in microphone.
Google wouldn't release anything without that button.
So they can get help from the assistant for special in-game features integrated by developers.
Headphone jack embedded in the controller.
Imagine
our goal with Stadia is to
get
help
smarter,
fuel developer creativity at every level.
Assistant in the game.
Don't you want to turn left here?
Yeah. We have custom built. Take that. I'll take the right. You go left.
It becomes your companion.
Yeah. Well, that could absolutely happen.
Stadia, Marsh Bakar.
Thanks so much, Bill.
I wonder if Jade Raymond will come on stage. I can't imagine she won't.
Let's look at the real-time computing power we have put into our data centers that will change how we view what a game platform can be.
Maj Bakar is VP of Project
Stream. In order to deliver an amazing experience for your games, we needed to bring powerful computing closer to users. We've built Stadia's architecture on top of the Google Data Center network. The same network that has been delivering search results to your fingertips in milliseconds for more than 20 years. The network consists of fiber optic links and subsea cables between hundreds of points of presence and more than 7,500 edge node locations around the globe, all connected with our network backbone. Stadia is built on infrastructure that no one else has. More edge nodes mean the compute resources are closer to players, which results in better performance.
The latency issue, of course.
We took that proven model and infused it with custom design, purpose-built gaming hardware, creating the most powerful and connected gaming platform. Each of Stadia's data centers is composed of interconnected racks that deliver the high-power graphics, memory, and storage needed to run the most demanding games. Only with Google can you apply the power and flexibility of data centers to game development. This architecture is the foundation for this new generation of gaming. We've been testing this technology privately within Google for years. For our initial public test with Project Stream in 2018, we delivered up to 1080p 60 frames per second with stereo audio. When Stadia launches, we will have increased performance significantly to support resolutions up to 4K at 60 frames per second. With HDR and surround sound. And in the future, we'll be able to stream games in up to 8K resolution.
Wow. So that's, you know, one of the questions is, are AAA hardcore gamers going to care about this, or is this more for casual gamers to bring a new group in? But if they really could offer low latency, high quality gaming, maybe.
I mean, I imagine professional gamers are going to test it for sure. And it really just depends on, like, how, you know, they're the ones that are the most critical as far as, like, requiring that no latency experience. If it comes out and proves that it can do it, why wouldn't you?
That you can choose to share directly to YouTube from the Stadia data center. Meaning your gaming memories will be saved at the highest possible quality. Stadia is not constrained by the limitation of traditional console systems. Instead, we have built a truly flexible, scalable, and modern platform that allows us to push performance beyond what was previously considered possible.
I'm far from a hardcore gamer, but I am a game sampler, and this is kind of thing that I think people like me would be very interested in. I like to try them all.
Yeah. And thanks to fast transfer speeds between the Stadia instances in our data center, our platform can
connect instances together to dynamically expand the capabilities
along with the need of your games. As a developer, you're used to being forced to tone down your creative ambition that are limited by the hardware. But our vision with Stadia is that the processing resources available will scale up to match your imagination. In this new generation, the data center is your platform.
And incidentally, that is a pitch
for more than gaming. We partnered with our friends at AMD to build a custom GPU. I'd like to personally thank Dr. Lisa Su, AMD president and CEO, who is here with us today. Lisa and her team helped us design a chip to bring you more than 10 teraflops of power, which we've coupled with a custom CPU to make up a single Stadia instance. And here's how the
So you get a dedicated processor
in the market
with more processing power than an Xbox One X or a PS4 Pro.
Wow.
Like twice as much. Wow. Is right.
You can see that a single Stadia instance is a big step.
So your instance is a dedicated machine.
10.7 teraflops is more powerful than the top two consoles of the previous generation combined.
I wonder what kind of exclusives they have lined up. You know that in order to support this and say, hey, we are a new console.
Maybe. I don't know if you need exclusives. This is interesting. You certainly have to have some big AAA titles.
API, Vulkan.
There's a little tip of the hat in an earlier graphic to Skyrim.
That we have partnered with Unreal.
If you have Unreal Engine, we will be fully supporting that means you have Fortnite.
We're also partnering with Unity to bring full support for the two most popular
these are the big players
to our development community. And we're empowering developers with an amazing array of familiar middleware that you already use to power your game development, including the most popular physics engine, Havok.
This is very
big.
And here's
a list
this is all the main
of our
players.
Partners now. And of course, this list will continue to grow over time.
I'm trying to read this as best I can.
With this suite of tools, game development can evolve as quickly as the imagination of content creators.
Studio Vulkan.
To achieve that, we're providing multiple ways to make games.
You've got the Cry Engine on there,
Stadia.
Which means Crysis will be on.
You can develop on our cloud, your cloud, and at your desk.
But they, if they have the big engines,
our goal
they'll get the
is
game
to make
studio,
Stadia
though, yes,
the
but
most
we'll see.
Flexible development environment ever.
Why
put
wouldn't
together?
You?
Why wouldn't you take
put
advantage?
This on your, yeah.
Net power is, of course, used to create the best content.
I guess because you might make, not make as much money.
Our first guest is from a company known for creating the most sophisticated and impressive gaming experiences in the industry that always demand the most of every system they run on.
We this had has to be scary to for Sony and Microsoft.
Give our friends at id early access to our tools and technology.
Id, of course, the creators of
it's
Doom and
It's my absolute pleasure
Quake.
To welcome to the stage executive producer from id, Marty Stratton.
Hi, everyone.
They've got the Stadia
so
bug now down
so
in the lower
honored.
Right and the hashtag
I'm
Stadia in the lower left.
To be part of a team at id that has spent more than 25 years on the bleeding edge of technical innovation. When we first met with Google about game streaming, frankly, we were skeptical about how it would work, and in particular, how it could work with a game like Doom. However, we recognized not just your ability and resources
to make game
streaming
a reality. Of course, people have been doing this for more than
10
years. OnLive went out of business because they couldn't support peak usage.
To support
they had to have too many servers
fast,
online that were unused during non-peak
and
usage. Google's not going to have that.
No, Google wouldn't have that at all.
After all, if you're going to prove to
the
world
thing that, sunk
that you
online.
Can stream
that's what
games
OnLive
from the cloud,
said is, that was the problem.
Better proof than Doom.
They couldn't afford to keep all
and
the servers online.
And if you're going to prove to a developer that you're serious about building a robust platform, what better team than id, where we push
every platform
to its
limit. The only thing that could do this, well, I'm sure there are many things that could,
fact,
but
back in 2016,
Google deciding it's no longer interested in it.
AAA game
3 or 4 years from now, deciding.
So,
and because Stadia is built on that
Doom
same
Eternal
API, it didn't take us more than a few weeks to get our upcoming sequel, Doom Eternal, looking
we'll
and
be
playing
on Stadia.
Great on Stadia.
Based on the Havoc
built
engine.
On the fun and sense of power players expect from the series, Doom Eternal is a pure and unfiltered action
FPS. This is a
FPS
smart launch
experience.
Title. Everybody knows the name Doom.
Unstoppable
yeah,
hero
absolutely.
Sent to destroy hell's fiercest demons across an expanding universe of unbelievable locations. We couldn't be happier to be bringing Doom Eternal to Stadia and are thrilled to announce that the game will be capable of running at true 4K resolution with HDR color at an unrelenting 60 frames per
second. Can't
wait
to put this on my Chromecast Ultra on my OLED, 4K OLED with HDR.
I guess I got to get a Chromecast Ultra. I did only just recently get a 4K TV. Yeah. So
I can't wait to show you more of Doom Eternal very soon, in fact. We have the full game running on Stadia live from Google data centers, and you can see it today at our developer session. It starts at 12:30 over in West Hall. You won't want to miss it. Thank you to Google and Stadia team for giving us this opportunity to share a bit
now,
about Doom.
Doom is not currently hot game by any means. So,
what kind of? Yeah, I haven't heard the kind of buzz around Doom Ultra.
It's a privilege to work with id and your incredible engineers and creators. For anyone who knows the franchise, you know Doom Eternal will look and play amazingly well on our platform.
Not Ultra.
It was important for us to partner with a developer like id so that we could prove, not just to ourselves, but to the entire industry, that our platform is capable of supporting the most demanding titles. And Doom will be running on a single Stadia GPU. The fundamental benefit of our cloud-native infrastructure is that developers will be able to take advantage of hardware and power in ways never before possible. And that includes taking advantage of the power of multiple GPUs once. We've asked our friends at UL Benchmarks, makers of 3D Mark, to put Stadia to the test. In this video, you can see some comparison points showing the difference between our single GPU and multiple GPUs. What you see here on the left of the line is running on a single 10.7 teraflop GPU. And on the right of the line, you can see the same content running on Stadia using multiple GPUs. In this demo, we're highlighting real-time fluid deformation. Accurate water simulation is one of the most compute-intensive effects for games. And it's a powerful example of what Stadia is capable of. And I'm so excited to see where game developers go with this kind of performance.
I'm wondering, though, if you can guarantee
multi-GPU.
I wonder if
many of the pain points that we've heard about from developers, particularly those related to multiplayer.
I also wonder what kind of bandwidth this requires, because don't forget most Americans have
by the unpredictable internet,
pretty poor,
therefore the
bandwidth.
Multiplayer experience is limited
don't
by
worry,
the
we can rely on Google
caps.
Fiber.
Yeah.
Quality connection.
Yeah.
But with Stadia, that game client and server both remain on Google's networking
yeah,
backbone,
talking about the infrastructure,
resulting in predictable
but the last
low latency,
really be
reliable connectivity, and data security, since no traffic gets exposed to the public internet. Developers who use Google's data centers can create a predictable multiplayer experience that scales to an order of magnitude greater than anything enjoyed by gamers today. What that means is a synchronized state across a very high volume of players, where innovations like distributed physics can be built into your games, where Battle Royale games could go from hundreds of players today to thousands of players tomorrow. And yes, no cheating and no hacking.
That's a big promise.
The world is a better place when we are able to connect without barriers. And as a new generation game platform,
imagine a Battle Royale
game
with thousands of players. That's intriguing. Cross-platform is important, too, because it won't matter if you're on a phone or a Chromebook or a big screen TV.
Developers will have the ability to enable cross-platform multiplayer for all players and even bring game saves and progression across
right.
as well.
Right.
I'd now like to introduce a member of Stadia's R&D team who are pushing the envelope, bringing the best of Google to game developers. Please welcome to the stage our lead designer for research and development at Stadia, Erin Hoffman-John.
I guess I don't need a Chromecast Ultra. I have the Shield TV. It's 4K.
There you go.
So that'll
work. Yeah, the Shield TV would be a great device for this.
Yeah.
Although NVIDIA may not be too
One
thrilled about this all.
One of our favorite comments about Project Stream was a tweet that described Stadia's technology as the work of wizards. And we are incredibly fortunate to work with wizards every day, bending their magic toward games. I'd like to take you through a few technologies and features that we've been working on that are going to enhance the game development process for developers big and small. The first one is focused on multiplayer. Stadia not only provides high-performing multiplayer experiences from player to player, but also allows developers to create new, gorgeous gaming environments. Our friends at Tangent Games have been working with us on a technical proof of concept that you can see here behind me. They spent a few short weeks creating this beautiful multiplayer world with a persistent, massively destructible environment. It is a raw demonstration of scale and power using the best
if you can
self-send
4K at 60 frames, you can, of course, do VR as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what I was wondering as well.
Using Google's
different kind of hardware component
developers
requirement.
Can create
well, I already
have
Daydream, but I think
low latency and perfect
you'd need something connected,
something
right?
Beefier, yeah.
This demo
yeah.
will be available on the show floor if you want to check it out this week.
Who knows? They're wizards.
As we were building
I think
the platform,
you could do this. Doesn't Daydream use an Android device?
Yeah.
We thought about
Absolutely.
Our most
yeah.
treasured gaming memories. Something kept coming back.
Just another screen.
Something that we'd lost. When modern games start to push the boundaries of current hardware, rendering two or more scenes simultaneously becomes too resource intensive. And so split-screen couch co-op has been fading from gaming. But when all of your
That's
clients
true.
Are in the cloud, couch multiplayer
My
has
wife and I have been looking for a great
Stadia,
co-op game we could play.
What we're calling Stream Connect. In the past, the resources required to execute split-screen co-op have required developers to sacrifice more of their creative goals.
No.
With Stream wow. Connect,
oh, yeah,
we're making
because
it
you could have a
to
different
realize
Stadia instance
multiplayer
for each
without
right?
any performance
player.
Penalty.
Oh, that's interesting.
Behind me, you'll see a technology proof of concept that we built at Google. It's called the Night Forest, a co-op demo with asymmetric player roles.
That's really exciting.
Here we have two players, one hunter on the ground and a supporting aerial player, set up in a standard split-screen view. Each of these screens is powered by a separate Stadia
instance. Hasn't been a great co-op game since GoldenEye, I think.
This is
really exciting.
Call up the views of their teammates on demand, or utilize any polygonal surface as a receiver for another player's video stream. Stream Connect
so you could be sitting next to each other on the couch using
the
different screens.
Bringing dynamic squad-based gaming into easy reach, even for very
or
small
Or splitting
teams.
To the same screen.
Yeah, but
I
of course...
I've shown you three views, but we can keep going.
But no, you're right. If everybody has their own screen.
Lab,
yeah, absolutely.
It's much better.
giving a designer not one, like a local but many land party cameras again. Into a scene.
This is an advantage Stadia has because you can have multiple GPUs and CPUs on the same
here we have our streams configured direct into connect a command network, center,
right.
Where a fourth player can coordinate the movements of our drone, scientist, and hunter characters.
This is really
now
interesting.
Now that coordinator is reaching into the world and placing a beacon to call attention to a particular location, seen instantly by the other players. Stream Connect is,
this is
going to
change
the
Google is texture of E3 dramatically. I'm sure Sony and Microsoft are scrambling at this point.
Or inventing entirely new multiplayer games. Our next technology demo focuses on the power of the Google Cloud and machine learning and how they can have an impact on accelerating developer creativity. Every developer feels the burn in pre-production to get to a game's magic sooner. We think Google's machine learning technology might have some answers. Here to talk about it is a developer known for creating some amazing, stylish, and celebrated independent games, including Deadlight, Rhyme, and The Invisible Hours. Please welcome Chairwoman of Tequila Works, Luz Sancho.
Thank you, Erin. I am very excited to be here for the unveiling of the Stadia platform. There are so many different benefits that Stadia delivers to all developers, big and small, and particularly for a studio like ours. At Tequila Works, we are very proud of the art styles of our games. It's something we spend a lot of time perfecting. Our development cycles typically last 24 months, and as you can imagine, a large part of that time is dedicated to defining the art style of the game. We are particularly proud of Rhyme. Its visual identity created a lasting impression with our players. But it took us a long time to get to that final style.
This is a smart pitch. That's this is we something Sony so did so well, which is appeal to indie Google game
about
developers
one of the tools
and studios.
They are making available.
Microsoft has done less well with this.
That will dramatically influence
but I think it's going to be key to Stadia's success is to
with
have, because
transfer,
it's going to be hard to get the
Google
big, you know, get the electronic
the
arts of the world
of machine
to
learning
come along.
To art visualization.
Style transfer is a machine learning technology that runs on the video frame created by the game. All of this happens in real time on a Stadia instance. We built this demo to show you what it can do. We start with a gray box world and take any image we want, in this case, Kandinsky's yellow, red, blue, and the model does the rest.
What?
Throw it Starry Night, and you have another style.
What the what?
Give it scratch art, wow. And you get this. We're doing our part to empower the artist inside of every developer. The R&D team iterated through hundreds of art styles testing this technology, and one of our favorites came from an old friend.
Oh, look at that. They've got a Pac-Man back. Well, it's hard
to describe.
Hard
game. That would be a hard game
hard
to play.
To play.
But
what excites
I appreciate
us
it.
And some of our partners so far is how many
really
playable
cool
art styles we can create just by feeding it more.
They're
and more
avoiding
images.
A couple of the
it
most important
and
elements. Of course, you know, this is all exciting
their heads
for developers,
into interactive environments
but what's it
going
to cost them to
way
be on this platform?
Yeah.
What is the
beginning
financial arrangement?
We are using a
and of course, we don't know how well this is going to work.
In our studio
right
today.
At the end of the day,
we are
I have to feel like it's going
to
work because why would Google be doing this if they didn't have some confidence?
This cool
well, everybody was playing around with the beta everything seemed pretty
thank
darn
so
positive
much
with it.
There's a certain irony in the Google GDC stream breaking up
right
during it.
Thank
but
you, Luz. With Style Transfer, our goal is to help developers find the magic of their games quicker. You can check out Style Transfer during the show this week.
That's
we can't
neat
wait to hear your feedback. Creators inspire us to bring the best of Google to games. And creators are at the heart of Stadia. It isn't just what they create, but how those moments are experienced by players, moments that resonate for generations to come.
What is this, $9.99
the last
month
feature we want to introduce today
if it's truly
is another
the
special
Netflix
experience made possible by the cloud. It's called State Share. And here to talk about it from Q Games
State
is Dylan
Share
Cuthbert.
This is what I was talking about earlier, I think, where someone can actually jump into a game that's being played on the live stream
hey
right at that point.
It's great to be here with all of you today. As a veteran game developer,
guessing,
I love how creators on YouTube have brought our games to life.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But I've always wished those experiences could be more social and like even more fun. And I'm extremely excited by what I've learned from Google about bringing new ways to share a game's replayable moments. With a new technology called State Share, developers can let a player instantly share a playable moment from a game. This could include the world state, the player's position, items they're carrying, anything the developer wants to pack into a shareable moment.
Wow.
The game state can be encoded
into a link. This is fantastic. This is crazy. You can't do this anywhere else.
To pick up the game.
This is network native.
This can be sent to one player, or it can be shared with thousands at the same time on YouTube, through email,
That's
apps,
huge. Much better than sharing a clip.
Wherever links can go.
Jump right in.
For me,
I will be
this totally changes how I think about these.
See how like long-time dedicated Twitchers feel about this, because this brings
this kind of sharing.
Twitch as a platform challenges plus all of these extras. Right. You know?
Or chances for other players to also experience.
Honestly, I don't think Google cares. I think the upside is what they're thinking about, and new gamers and a new generation.
For sure, new generation.
Yeah. And I think you're going to see a lot of hate
into an infinitely replayable treasure hunt.
Existing console gamers,
so intrigued with the possibilities,
PC gamers, and
State Share.
Google knows
that. I designed
yeah.
a brand
and they don't
new
care.
Game around it, and it's the biggest title ever for Q Games.
What they want is.
Right now, it's
a 12-year-old who's just starting a game.
But I can't wait to reveal more.
Well, yeah.
About
I mean, same thing happened with music. Same thing happened with video, right?
Right.
Like it was the purists that were like, yeah. "No, I could never
YouTube
not
never
own something."
About people who said, "Well, I want my game shows."
State Share is one
but
more way.
Growing up
Stadia
through
is
that,
working to
they
empower
know
developers
different.
With entirely new
the way
tools that embrace a player's desire to discover, share, and build a community. We're extremely excited by the reception it's gotten from our early partners so far. And with that, I'd like to introduce the head of gaming at YouTube to tell you what Stadia means for content creators. Please welcome Ryan Wyatt.
Beatmaster says Amazon could do the same with AWS. Think Amazon's eyeing this?
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, and they own Twitch. I mean, certainly this is a threat to them.
I'm very excited to be here at the unveiling of Stadia. As you've heard, Stadia is about delivering the best developer experience so that the best games can be made. But we're also committed to making sure we have the best creator experience so that the entire community gets stronger together. YouTube is where people come to watch gaming. More than 200 million gamers come to YouTube every single day to engage with their favorite games and creators.
Yeah, mostly to watch those
and they come
pre-created videos, not live gameplay.
Creators and viewers who have turned YouTube into the gaming platform that it is today.
And most of those are Minecraft
games. We're always looking for ways to strengthen the connection between creators and viewers. And Stadia is designed to bring them together.
But that's where my
like
teenager learns all his gameplay techniques.
Gaming has always been the backbone of YouTube since
YouTube.
The platform first was founded in 2005.
Yeah. But that's a different
thing YouTube
really experience than watching somebody play live,
fans,
which is an entertainment.
That will always be the most important thing to them. That's why over 50 billion hours of gaming content was watched on YouTube last year alone. And to just give you an idea of how much 50 billion hours is, you could walk to Pluto and back more than a dozen times. Stadia is focused on empowering both creators and viewers to achieve new heights by breaking barriers of content capture and creating unique ways to engage with and grow a creator's audience.
Honestly, I think they're overstating the importance of YouTube.
Creators will have new ways to engage and monetize on YouTube with Stadia features. And with aspiring creators, we're going to break down the barrier of entry and capturing content by giving you the ability to highlight, live stream, and capture directly from Stadia.
That's important. So, you know, things like OBS aren't going
to
work
access point into the game.
With Stadia because you're not playing on a computer.
For both big and small
the ability to share it.
We're empowering creators to forge deeper connections with their audience.
Can they do picture in picture?
And one of those ways will be to make it easier to actually game with them. Often when you're watching a stream, you find yourself wishing you could be in there playing alongside
with your favorite
creators.
That's kind of mandatory considering what
they're pitching here. On traditional platforms, you'd have to fire up your console or your PC and just hope that you get matched up with them. However, with Stadia and a new feature called CrowdPlay, you'll be able to simply click a button displayed right in the stream and jump in and play with YouTube creators that you're watching. Take a look at the video behind me. It's a live stream of NBA 2K. The person watching can simply click the link and be placed into the lobby for the next game. If you think about it, CrowdPlay can act like an all-new lobby system for games.
Yep.
And with Stadia, YouTube becomes the ultimate discovery and engagement tool for content. And of course, YouTube creators will have full management capabilities over this feature.
But
to all
this
the
is
game
not
developers, publishers, and the millions
unique.
Of YouTube content
but
creators
great,
out there, Soon we'll have more information
more
to share on these
for
engagement
the creators
tools
themselves.
And
I
how we're working with you to connect with and build your communities.
Streamers.
I'd now like to introduce a friend of mine to the stage.
That's a really great feature that
he has
I want.
Over 11 million subscribers on his channel, The Game Theorist. And he and his wife, Stephanie, have often been advocates for the creator community. So we were delighted to talk to him about Stadia and what it means for creators. Please welcome to the stage my friend, Matt Pat.
Thanks, Ryan. It's an incredible honor to be here today. Now, for us creators, our audience is our lifeblood. Whether we're breaking down the real-life science of the fictional world of Fallout, or diving into the theories behind Bendy and the Ink Machine, or simply streaming gameplay on our live stream channel, GT Live, we're always looking for new ways to connect and engage with our audience. Which is why, when I first met with the Stadia team, I was floored by the impact that it can have for not just gamers, but also creators. Stadia not only empowers me to easily create and share my work, but it also unlocks completely new ways for me to build a stronger bond with my audience. Crowdplay, for example, gives our audiences the chance to instantly jump into a game with us, and then the creator can feature them live on the stream in real time. Another feature that I'm incredibly excited about is State Share. Here, the possibilities are literally endless. Live streaming horror games, for instance, has been one of the most popular formats for live streaming on YouTube since its inception. But now with State Share, you can actually take this to the next level by letting the people who are just watching you replicate the exact same scenario you just played through in-game.
Like, it's not quite as horrible if you know Slenderman's behind that tree.
Maybe you need some space between you and that horror game scene. You know, give it a day. Come back to it.
Imagine
State Share till tomorrow.
Variations that creators can layer on top of all their favorite games by specifically designing challenges oriented to their unique audience. For creators, you suddenly become a game maker yourself, creating challenges.
This is kind of interesting. This is kind of, in a way, the holodeck, right? It's 2D, but you can see it expanding.
And on the other hand,
where you can create a scenario in somebody else's game and then share it with somebody. Say, let's all go in.
But of course, also as a gamer, I'm looking forward to tremendously all the new possibilities of gameplay that Stadia opens up and that can be built only for Stadia. I mean, think about this. 1,000-player battle royale matches. Incredible new graphical possibilities. And of course, all of this is available across any screen. Literally, I could just pick up my phone and start playing exactly where I left off on my laptop, even while sitting in an audience of a keynote like this
10
one.
$10 a month?
I hope you're not playing right now.
$20 a month?
Happening on stage, but you could do it.
I'm guessing it has to be somewhere around $10 a month. I think that's kind of like the standard, like, yet another subscription service. That's the fee that people have accepted.
Right. I am personally thrilled about what Stadia
brings. I pay for Microsoft Game Pass. I think it's $10 a month. It comes out to about $10 a month.
And entertainment in completely new ways that we have never seen before.
I think
before.
You go 20 and you risk a lot. Rejection right at the onset.
But can you generate enough revenue for these big studios with 10?
I can't wait to see what else you guys have in store, and I'll see the rest of you on the floors of GDC.
He did that without a single jump cut. I'm so impressed.
Thanks, Ryan and Matt Pat. Connecting players and creators to their favorite games is core to our vision. We've shown you how YouTube and Stadia offer the ability for gamers to connect with content creators and game developers in extraordinary ways.
All right, price.
There is another Stadia integration with YouTube that we're really excited about.
Okay.
Designers love creating challenge, but as games reach more and more people,
I think this is an interesting side
creating a perfect challenge
features.
Gets more and more difficult.
Using Google Assistant
when
in your gaming.
When a player is stuck on a level or puzzle
fascinating
and desperately
idea.
Wants that next beat in the story, or the breathtaking views in the next level, what do? Today, they have to leave the game, fire up YouTube,
there are quite a few
find
games
the right
that
video,
have
scrub to the right part of that video, and watch
voice
how it's
assistants
done.
Helping you in the
With
game.
With Stadia, that help will be just a button press away. Take
Look at this
example from our friend
this is so ironic that their stream is breaking up.
When a player gets stuck on a level,
beat
like
this
me,
tomb.
Instead
Here's
of
the
grabbing
top
a laptop
result.
Or a phone, they just
Here's
need to push
result.
The button.
Oh my goodness.
Here's what I found on the internet.
Help from the Google Assistant.
No, I'm looking for more
no
than
distractions,
that.
No distractions, no need to take your eyes off the game, and no secondary devices.
Oh Wow, that's pretty funny. It showed her a clip.
Yeah.
It's another deep way in which we're connecting players with the games they love.
I mean, I guess if Assistant actually went into the game and solved the level for you, the game developers wouldn't be too stoked about that.
To get to their favorite content and moments. With Stadia, any link can be an access point to the game. So for a developer, the entire internet can become your store. Whether it's from our Stadia store, text messages, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, Discord, Google search results, YouTube videos, Gmail, or from the Google Play Store, gamers are going to be able to find, discover, and enjoy your games anywhere they are.
Do people still buy game guides, buy the books that walk through the game? I don't think so. I think they watch YouTube videos now.
Yeah, I mean, they still sell game guides.
Somebody's buying them. Stadia will be home to a variety of games, and we're happy to say that we will offer comprehensive parental controls for all content. We've already shipped development hardware to more than 100 studios around the world, and more than 1,000 creatives and engineers are hard at work bringing their games to our platform. In addition to partnering with developers big and small, I'm also thrilled to announce that today we are forming Stadia Games and Entertainment.
Oh, they're going to do their own studio.
Experiences designed exclusively for Stadia as Google's own first-party game studio.
Yeah, they're going to do their own studio, just like Microsoft Studio.
Yep. Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
And we've recently been joined by one of the industry's most successful executive producers to lead that organization.
Here comes Jade.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the new head of Stadia Games and Entertainment, Jade Raymond.
She really is kind of a rock star.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, everyone. I am so honored to be here at the unveiling of Stadia. In my career, I've been lucky enough to work with some of the most talented and passionate developers in the world. Passion is at the root of all great games, and it's what motivated me to join Google. What I love about games is that we continue to redefine what a game is. When I was 12, I saw the holodeck on an episode of Star Trek. And even though the games I played at the time were side-scrolling, pixel-based kind of games like Mega Man, it was obvious to me that one day games would take place in fully immersive worlds. Today, you have seen some incredible tech. And hopefully, like me, you now believe that we are on the brink of a huge revolution in gaming. One that will unlock
all of these glitches in their stream underscore how hard it's going to be to do a game.
There are no limits to the human imagination. Now that the data center is your platform, the processing power is limitless as well. I'm excited to announce that as the head of Stadia Games and Entertainment, I will not only be bringing first-party game studios to reimagine the new generation of games. Our team will also be working with external developers to make all of the bleeding edge Google technology you have seen here today available to partner studios, big and small. We are committed to going down the bold path, learning what is working best, and sharing key tools and tech so that we can take games to the next level together. The way I see it, there has never been a more exciting time to be a developer. And Stadia will be a driving force defining the future of games and entertainment. Thank you.
Google's going all in on this. They're going all in. It's really interesting.
And a very warm welcome to Google. With Stadia,
was that a giant
goal is to combine the world of
something on the stage there? I don't.
It was a bubbly.
Paul Thurrott's asking, why is there a giant fake chunk of gold on the stage?
We've shared.
Is that a polygon?
With Stadia, you'll be able to build your games backed by Google technology like Google Assistant, ML, and TensorFlow.
ML.
It's weird. It's just like right there.
To more gamers across the globe through Chrome, Chromecast, and Pixel. And you'll be able to connect with the biggest community of gamers and YouTube content creators. So, how do you get involved? For developers who want to create content for Stadia, we welcome you to go to stadia.dev, where you can apply to get access to development tools. If you want to partner with our team at Google to help bring your game to market, we have Stadia Partners, a program designed to give you the resources your team needs to make something great. And for players who want to be the first to learn more, you can go to stadia.com and follow us on these social channels. So, when will players be able to experience Stadia? I'm thrilled to announce that Stadia is launching this year, 2019.
This year is not exactly right away. This year is as much as 9 months away.
Mm-hmm. We will launch first in the US, Canada, the UK, and most of Europe. It's been my privilege today to introduce Stadia on behalf of the thousands of Googlers who've worked tirelessly to bring this vision to life. This is the first step in the journey, and we'll be connecting with you again in the summer to share more details on the games you'll get to play at launch and beyond. Thank you very much for gathering around with all of us today. With Stadia, we can all dream bigger and together.
Boy, to
build a
the
playground
second,
every
1 hour.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very
good
nicely
job, Google.
Done.
Yeah,
that
no
is that shows real mastery of the keynote. And let's watch the video.
It's not a box, it's a place.
See, it's a stadium tunnel.
There we go.
It's a garage. It's a cave. No boxes. No downloads, no limits. I think that's a big selling point for new gamers anyway. Not gamers who don't already have the gaming PC or the console.
Plenty of questions about, you know, for new gamers, it largely is going to come down to what's it going to cost me then? Yeah. All of these limitations are removed. It comes down to cost. Is this fully ad supported or is this a subscription service?
If you don't have to buy a $400 console, well, maybe $10 or $20 a month isn't too much.
Totally.
You probably could do $20 a month. The big question is Google's going to be held hostage by local internet service providers who own that last mile. And
that's a big
in this country,
challenge.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are terrible. It kind of is sad that Google gave up on fiber because that really, clearly now, that should have been part of this whole strategy.
That could have been, a big way around the challenges that they face here.
And you get Stadia for free, maybe, or something like that.
I'm super pumped. Like I'm really excited to check this out, and hopefully it lives up to the promise. Obviously, that's a big question mark, and that's going to fuel a lot of debate until we get more information, which they said is sometime this summer. We're going to get more information about games, about the launch. I'm hoping we see something at Google I/O. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they'll have some sort of a demonstration
this year, which often means late this year.
Yeah.
So I'm not
something for the hardware announcement towards the end of the year, possibly.
Yeah, maybe when you get the controller.
Yeah,
I think what's most interesting here is the new things that Google's introducing to gaming, particularly the social things. The idea of a Wi-Fi controller is really smart to eliminate latency. Nobody's done that yet. The controller connects directly to the Stadia servers. The idea of multiple GPUs and multiple servers, if necessary. I think the co-op gaming element's going to be big. That means all new games need to be developed for that. I think there's a lot of potential here. Google's checked a lot of boxes, but there's still so many questions. This is almost just a sketch of something Google wants to do, but not clear whether they'll be able to do it.
Well, and proof that they have some really big partners in line already. So they've been able to convince them.
Well,
that they can do something.
Ubisoft, and I guess we saw some other names there, but I didn't see Electronic Arts. I didn't see a lot of the.
True.
You know, you don't have Fortnite on here. Is this viable? I don't know. You don't have Minecraft.
Fortnite is the new
Fortnite.
Put Doom on everything.
Yeah, you don't have Apex Legends. Whatever the
right.
You have Doom, which is really only speaks out to an audience that's pretty old. Mm-hmm. So I think they've got a long way to go still. This is just planting a flag. My initial thoughts were, oh, if they're going to launch this soon, that means E3 is completely changed and Microsoft and Sony and Amazon are jumping and struggling. But you know what? I think they got time now. Mm-hmm. In a way, Google has tipped their hand.
Right.
And I think there's no reason. I think you brought it up. The Amazon, maybe they could do this, or maybe they could at least make an attempt. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to soften the blow for sure. And Microsoft's going to have time, and Sony's going to have time to soften the blow for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious to see the reaction also from the actual, you know, creators,
developers.
The streamers, the developers, but especially also the streamers. You know, if Twitch has been the dominant platform as it has been, and now you've got the potential of these games having functionality built into them that works directly with the platform, that sounds really impressive. But if people aren't there to receive that or to interact, or, you know, someone mentioned in the chat room the possibility of someone taking over the gameplay or you know,
the fact that
jumping
Google,
in there and doing something that the streamer doesn't
actually
Google
want. Brought up Matt Pat and not Ninja, I think is very telling. They don't have these guys, these big streamers on Twitch, and they may never get them. Think about the investment that Ninja, for instance, has put into his Twitch stream, mm-hmm. the community he's built there. You can't just move them. We've seen this before. Facebook tried to do the same thing to YouTube. They tried to get all the creators move over to Facebook. They even threw millions of dollars at him and were unable to do it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of inertia. So I think Google's best play at this point is to do something completely new, completely different. And new, there's always going to be a new crop of creators and new, and to try to attract new creators. I don't think you're going to bring in the old creators. And I think the fact that the best they could do is Matt Pat on stage. Nothing wrong with Matt Pat, but that is not, he is not the kind of person you're really trying to go after. He's a guy who creates edited, you know, videos that people watch. That's not a live streaming.
Right.
And they didn't bring it up any with live streaming, just as they didn't really bring up any other big games.
No.
So I think Google has, surely. This is a very Google play where they developed with their engineering brains a complete platform, mm-hmm. and they thought up a lot of great stuff. But just like Google Plus was this great social platform that nobody went to,
mm-hmm.
they've got to somehow find a way to bring people.
Allo was a great messaging platform that nobody went to.
Yeah, this is very Google.
Yes.
They do everything right, but they miss the most important part.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right. And that's, I think I tweeted it out earlier, you know, leading up to this, someone on Twitter was like, yeah, I can't wait for Google to abandon this 3 years from now. And the unfortunate thing is Google has done that to itself.
And yeah, they have to overcome that.
They have to overcome that. And that's a really big ask. People at this point are very used to Google killing its darlings.
That's why if I'm Ninja, if I'm a streaming gamer, I don't go. I say, I'm making millions on Twitch. I'm happy. Let's see what Amazon's going to give me.
Somebody else can take that chance.
Somebody who's never done it before, who says, you know, this game state thing, I have some very good, I think that's where you're going to attract indie developers. You attract developers who say, this is a new way of gaming. And I think you're also going to attract a large crop of casual gamers who don't have consoles. They don't have gaming PCs who might want to try a game on their Android device or their Pixel or on their Chromecast. I mean, that's kind of amazing that with a, what is it? It's an $80 device, a Chromecast Ultra plugged into your big screen TV. Maybe you buy this probably $60 gaming controller and suddenly you're playing high-quality games.
Yeah.
That's a whole new audience, though. That's not the people who already have Xboxes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a future play, and it's the proof's going to be in the pudding. And again, it's a shame, but Google is really hostage to the last mile, the people on the last mile. And
Absolutely.
They are the worst monopolistic, junky companies ever. That are providing us with internet in this country. And those guys are, you know, it's like having to deal with the mob.
Yes.
You know, well,
and Google, with all of its resources, tried to take them on and still couldn't.
They couldn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, fascinating. Really interesting stuff. I'm so glad you were here, Jason Howell, our Android guru from All About Android, will be on later today.
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight we'll definitely be talking about this, talk about Android Q, which we have installed on my phone.
Yeah, I installed it on my Pixel 3 too. What do you like? What do you think? Is it?
Oh, I mean, it's so early. I flashed it yesterday because I wanted to let the dust settle a little bit. I didn't want to jump into it.
I lost
it and
my
feel
dark
like,
mode. That's the only thing I'm unhappy about, but I'm sure we'll find a way to turn that
back on. Yeah, I'm sure there is a way. So we're going to talk all about that tonight.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We thank you for joining us for this special broadcast of Google's GDC keynote, Stadia. They've announced it, but when will it drop?
What now?
Yeah. Thanks. We'll see you next time.